Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail. I am on James Reichman, R-I-K-E-M-A-N. James Reichman is a 58-year-old male and reports he was injured at work on 1-9-22. Bridges' left leg got stuck under a wooden arcade. Appeared he fell with his arm out behind him. But as a result, he believes he injured his left wrist, forearm, ankle, knee, back, leg, and groin area, and went to health med afterwards. Period further evaluation and treatment, including left knee anterior cruciate ligament replacement and left forearm release. Period is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period admits he did undergo viscosupplementation injections. Period had to give up his boat and fishing, as well as deer hunting. He states he is currently having a bad day in terms of his pain. He was in mild distress. Extremities upper, inspection revealed healed. Open linear scarring about the left elbow, consists of surgery, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. There was a rough texture to the hands and chafing of the knuckles bilaterally. Left shoulder abduction was 130 degrees with flexion 140 degrees and external rotation 75 degrees. Adduction, extension, and internal rotation were full. Combined active extension with internal rotation was to T10 on the left and full on the right to T12. At the elbows he had 0 degrees of supination, which has been that way since childbirth. Good motion of the elbows, right shoulder, as well as wrists and fingers, was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus tenderness, triggering, or locking. Manual muscle testing was 5-5 for resisted left shoulder abduction at 4+/5 for resisted left wrist flexion, but was otherwise 5/5. The rest of that is normal. Hands, wrists, elbows, normal. Shoulders normal, extremities lower. He remained in his jeans, preventing visualization. Supine evaluation was not performed. While sitting, his hips were flexed at 90 degrees. Motion of the hips could not be further assessed. Motion of the knees and ankles was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus or tenderness. Peripheral pulses and pinprick sensation could not be evaluated. The rest of that section is normal. Spine cervical. Range of motion in the cervical spine was full, but it elicited low back tenderness that is non-physiologic. Thoracic normal, lumbosacral. He ambulated with antalgia, complaining of pain in his back, but he was able to walk on his heels and toes. He changed position slowly, but was unable to squat and rise. He actively flexed to 20 degrees and extended to 10 degrees, with right side bending to 20 degrees, all with tenderness. Left side bending as well as bilateral rotation were full without discomfort. There was a global tenderness to palpation throughout this region. And then insert the straight leg raising maneuvers without the supine, so just leaving this seated. New paragraph. I was not provided with any medical documentation to review in this matter. However, the petitioner brought in certain records that will be summarized here. These include the first report of injury describing an arcade game was away from the wall while he was walking, but his foot caught the corner and he went flying through the air. He complained of symptoms in the right side of his back, left wrist, and left ankle area. Treatment records show he underwent several x-rays at Atlantic Medical Imaging on 9/11/23. X-rays of the elbow were read as unremarkable. He had a left shoulder MRI arthrogram on 10/28/21. period. It demonstrated chronic moderate AC joint osteoarthritis and mild glenohumeral joint osteoarthritis, but no acute or stress fracture or AVN, for this was noted on scout radiographs, but there was no evidence of full thickness rotator cuff tear. Period. He also underwent an MRI of the left elbow on 9/22/23. Period. It showed near full thickness tear of the common extensor tendon at its origin with retraction on the order of 4 millimeters. There was also full thickness tear of the radial collateral ligament and at least partial thickness tear of the lateral ulnar collateral ligament at its origin. Here he had grade 1 strains of the brachioradialis and extensor digitorum longus muscles along with a dysplastic radial head. Period. On 10/20/22, he had an MRI of the left knee that revealed a chronic appearing ACL tear and minimal fissuring of the lateral patellar facet cartilage near the median ridge. Period. The ACL tear was completely torn from its origin, common distal femur. Period. Mr. Eichmann also had an MRI of the left knee on 5/26/23 compared to the study of 10/20/22. Compared those findings will be inserted. Here's the 6 impressions to be inserted as marked. Period. He had an ultrasound of the left popliteal fossa on 9/29/22 that was read as unremarkable. Period. We were able to obtain these reports from AMI Atlantic Care. Period. Impressions. James Reichman tripped and fell at work on 1/9/22, sustaining multiple injuries. Period. He did undergo diagnostic studies that did not appear to show any acute abnormalities. Period. It was thought he had chronic ACL tearing. Period. However, he states he did undergo ACL replacement. Period. I am not in receipt of that operative report. Period. He also underwent surgery in the left forearm to repair the torn tendons and muscles listed above. Period. His current exam found him to be in mild distress, secondary to having a bad day. Period. There were skin changes on the upper extremities consistent with ongoing physically rigorous manual activities. Period. He had decreased left shoulder range of motion, but provocative maneuvers there were negative. Period. Examination of the lower extremities constrained by him remaining in his jeans because he was too uncomfortable to remove them and get gowned. Period. He complained of low back pain with cervical motion that is non-physiologic. Period. He did have decreased range of motion about the lumbar spine. Period. New paragraph. I will offer assessments of permanency involving the back, comma, radiculopathy, comma, left hand, comma, left knee, comma, left ankle, comma, left arm, comma, and inguinal hernia. Period. And that is the end.